Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. He was born 9-6-63. Today is 11-28-22. This is the 59-year-old gentleman. Comes in today with unable to swallow. Patient is having some abdominal pain, some nausea, a lot of burping, difficulty swallowing since Saturday. He had an EGD done a few months ago, along with a colonoscopy, and he was cold normal. No evidence of esophagitis, hiatal hernia, or esophageal stricture or masses were noted, period. In the paragraph, he states on Saturday he ate some kind of casserole, C-A-S-S-E-R-O-L-E, and then he developed having dysphagia. He cannot drink any water. When he drinks anything, including water, he throws up, period. In the paragraph, review of system. He's had some weight loss of 10 pounds. He's had some chest discomfort because of dysphagia. He's had some nausea, vomiting, had some BPH symptoms, has had a history of leg pain longstanding and leg edema last week. Also has had abdominal pain and BPH type symptoms, period. That's review of system. COVID immunization has been immunized times two. Medication. He doesn't know his medication, but he takes blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medication, omeprazole. Some kind of lisinopril plus hydrochlorothiazide. Family history, dad died of lung cancer, mom is alive. Social, he dips, he does drink alcohol, he doesn't smoke. He's been married 20 years. They have children from two different marriages. He's lost about 8 pounds. Once again, he had EGD and colonoscopy 2-3 months ago. Surgery, no recent surgery. Allergy, no drug allergy, weight 165 down 10 pounds, heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, there's epigastric tenderness noted, neck shows on JVD, skin shows no right shoulder, mucosal with an allergological not broken. On Ricky Henry, assessment number one, dysphagia. Next one is weight loss. Next number is leg pain. Next one is no evidence of intermittent claudication noted. Next number, gallbladder is within normal limits. Next number, slight fatty liver noted. Next number, lower extremity edema not related to DVT. Next number, no evidence of PVD noted. Next number's echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number has an appointment with a gastroenterologist at 1:30. Next number will call. I've called Dr. Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, regarding my observations and findings today, and patient will see him at 1:30 today. Next numbers will talk about glucagon and nitroglycerin, which is not available in the office and possibility of going to the emergency, but he wants to hold off till then. Next number, mild PVD noted in the lower extremity. Next one was arm pain related to his job. No PVD or DVT noted. Next one was slight BPH noted. Next number is he has some symptoms of BPH. We'll discuss that later regarding further testing. He's concerned. Thank you.